Shake It Down.
Okay. Graham, you're like the Lone Ranger this weekend, aren't you?
What?
The Lone Ranger stalking the plains. You've arrived from afar.
Yeah, I'm more like the guest in your
house. Oh, right, yeah, you're like the guest in your house, yeah. and no one gave you a lift here.
Or the crazy aunt that pops out of the blue.
Okay.
With only a day's notice.
This was a sort of like, hey, I'm going to come over.
I brought jam!
And I told you to arrive wearing black, and you...
Yeah, and you spelt wear wrong, which really confused
me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I only said it as a joke.
Yeah, I really seriously did think we were going to go to some sort of crazy party.
Yeah.
Where it was black.
You were dressed in black.
We all dressed as Catwoman or something.
Okay. Well, no, now that you've discovered, that's not the case. And it's been rather a different situation. Yeah. Oh, can I have some gum?
Yeah.
I haven't brushed my teeth today, thank you.
That's nice.
Whoa, honest, if we...
Been up since 10.
Graham!
Not brushing
the teeth. If we can't be anything in this day and age, then we can at least be honest about what we've done.
Just going to have a bit of plaque.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do it. Sorry.
To be honest, I don't brush my teeth at night.
Did you bring...
Ever.
A toothbrush with you?
No.
Why? That's fucked. I'm really hoping you would say yes.
I know, that's not how I roll.
How many changes of clothes? You've been wearing that t-shirt for a few days.
Yeah, I was going to pack another t-shirt, yeah. And I just forgot.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to do my washing. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
It's all a bit, it's impulsive. That's how I'm trying to do these things these days.
Yeah.
It's impulsive. On the day, on the hour. Just turn up.
On the boat. So, what have you what have you been doing with me? I mean, I know for me to ask you that question is rather stupid because I've been doing it as well. We've been constantly each other's company for the past 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
It's been good, hasn't it? It's been nice. Yeah. Graham, mate.
Yes.
Listen to my voice. How was what have you been up to here?
Well, we've watched a lot of television.
We have watched a lot of television. We
played a lot of Smash Bros.
Smash Bros.
Listened to a lot of music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had a fair amount to drink.
Yeah. Well.
Well, yeah, not.
Not
had
loads.
Some to drink.
I had 4 beers, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all, Graham.
Yeah.
That's all.
Not a binge.
No.
No binge.
Well, you've been binge drinking, haven't you?
I did a binge drink this month. It wasn't very nice.
Ended in ginger tears.
Ginger. Oh, I didn't tell you the full story about that.
What better time than now?
Yeah. So we're at my friend's gig. We're in the VIP area.
Wow.
Which is really just the back. Separated by a door.
Well, they're very important.
Not really, no.
The backs of buildings.
Are they?
Well, my mother always used to say, if you haven't got the back of a building,
yeah,
then what is it then? She would say. She wasn't very articulate, but
yeah.
It's
just a building that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
So we're in the VIP area.
Sorry, yeah, that's what she used to say actually, yeah.
Really? At the back?
Yeah.
There's a strip pole and we're all quite drunk and he's finished playing and it's a Latin band anyway, so nobody really, you know, it's fine. And...
What are you implying there?
No, it's fine.
No, Graham, you started that sentence. Oh, they're Latin, who cares?
It's Fuck a Latin them. Band. They're not
They're
real.
Not proper music,
they're
are
not,
they?
They're not real.
They have a rich and heritage, far richer than
no,
their
they're
own.
Very good. Seven all Sons, right. You know, I suggest you see them.
Right.
Bit of a plug there.
That's good.
For all our friends that know them. So the strip bar, we're all dancing, they're offering bottles of wine, we drink all the wine and the beer, and there's a lot of ladies, you know, so we all get about 2 ladies each, but for me, who always gets one, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got the pick of the globe, and they've got Germans, but nice Germans.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you mean, but nice Germans?
No, that's what I mean.
Right.
I'm going to keep it at that.
So it's not legitimate music, Spanish, flamenco, whatever it is.
Yeah, not all Germans are
Germans,
nice.
Germans, the default German isn't very nice.
Yeah, they've got Spanish people, sexy Spanish people.
Yeah, ladies. As opposed to all the hideous, ugly, puke-drinking ones.
Yep, keep doing that.
Yeah.
They got, you know, foxy Italians.
Mm-hmm.
All Italians are foxy. And some Americans, but good Americans.
Right, yeah.
See, you understand that one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh. Telling
and
me.
I wound up with the old ginger English woman.
Yeah.
She's getting nice.
Good and nice.
Yeah, I spoke to her for about
That's a deadly
2 hours, saying the same half an hour conversation repeated.
Yeah.
Awful. I told her I was in comedy. That was bad.
Oh, it was a bad idea. You're not.
I talked about you a lot. That was bad.
Yeah, what did you say about
me? I was like, oh, yeah, I've got a comedy partner. Yeah, yeah, it's doing gigs. It's really good. Yeah, it's really out there. Yeah, yeah, it's really happening. It's
I'm really out there.
It's really massive. It's really real. It's really going to come. It's going to be a career. Yeah. She was all, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your name again? Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah. And then it turns out when we left, she followed her friend Marco in the car, and they had to tell her to go.
Leave.
Yeah, they had to be all, no, you this can't come with us. Yeah. We're going home.
Yeah.
And she was all, ah, oh, I live in Brixton. Yeah. And apparently she was 40.
40?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because everyone keeps telling me every time I talk about anything.
Right.
In front of them.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, every now and then I'm like, oh, do you want to get lunch? 40, I would.
She was 40.
That's great.
Yeah.
See, that's my attempt at going out and socialising.
Yeah, well, you seem to have, you know, made quite a...
Certainly made me taller.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that. As soon as you walked through the door, I thought, Graham.
I'm a bit tall.
Graham, you got a bit...
People have said
Is it because you've been out cavorting with old Ginger?
It could be that.
Old Ginger numbers.
I mean, the other day, again, we were cornered by some 30-year-old women, and they managed to convince me that they were public relations people for celebrities.
Yeah.
And it's only when they started mentioning David Duchovny from The X-Files that I knew they were pulling my leg.
Yeah?
That and the fact that they'd all been... What?
Nothing.
Yeah, they'd all been laughing at me for the last 5 minutes, but I thought it was just, like, laugh out.
Why have you got your hands on your hips?
They're not... I don't know.
Your hands are on your hips. You can't say they're not on your hips. They're not on my hips. They're on my head.
I'm not too sure. It's a good look.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, a cowboy. I mean, business.
I'm sat down. It's a very small jacket.
It's, yeah, tiny.
Where did you get
it? I'll see later. It's been left in my house by someone.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. All my clothes. These, I don't wear my own clothes.
Yeah, no.
I wear others.
Hmm. If you were to tick a box on a survey, and the survey was who's... clothes do you wear?
Right.
You would tick the box saying other.
Yeah, other. Yeah, and then I'd put a little S.
Ah! Clever. No, not really a joke though, is it?
It was a joke.
Was it?
It got a laugh.
Got a laugh from you?
Yeah, no.
It wasn't a real laugh.
If someone in the world laughs when I say something, it's a joke.
Right.
Well, is it?
Well, you know how they've been, doing the crap movie things? Is it Graham Linehan has been doing it?
A bad movie club.
Yeah, Bad Movie Club on Twitter. I know this. I mean, we could ask the three people who listen to our podcast to follow us, and then they could all listen to it at the same time, and they could detail how many times they're embarrassed or annoyed, or pitiful.
Yeah.
When listening to our podcast, it'd be like having friends.
Right. So we'll get all the people that will listen to it anyway, and that one girl I know, and we'll get them. We'll have to make sure they do it at the same time, and therefore they'll like it.
Well, it's a little bit less intimidating and forceful than the Christmas.
Certainly when you like sort of force people to do it at the same time.
When you hold them hostage in your living room
via the internet,
yeah,
it's a similar thing.
Really. Well, no, but it's a little more freeing. They can have a nice drink.
Yeah, but it was more fun for me when we were holding people in my living room.
Yeah, it wasn't.
There were like lots of people in my living room.
Yeah, so that's always nice, isn't it?
It was great.
I always wonder what this room.
Mum's never
like.
Met every girl before. Now she has.
Yeah. And what better?
I've done that. That never needs to happen again.
That never
again.
Needs to happen again, no.
Next time it'll be in a big hall.
Wow.
Or an awards ceremony.
No, it won't.
Let's take over the Brits.
Yeah, or a doctor's surgery.
That'd be great.
Yeah, what?
Brilliant.
What?
Let's do doctor's surgery radio.
Let's do that, yeah.
Hospital radio.
Hospital radio. That's where...
that's where everyone starts out.
That's where Churchill started out.
Whoa, really?
No. I mean...
I don't want to be a politician.
No. You don't want to be a politician.
Yeah, is there a studio in radio?
Yeah, there is,
Can we get on it?
I don't want to.
Oh, come on.
But it's not very good.
That's not the point.
It is the point.
No, we got to learn.
I don't need to learn.
We've got to sneakily get in there and find out how to press play.
Well, look. I'll tell you now, for one. The best... If I... Right. To press play...
Yeah.
Right. My number one tip.
Yeah.
If I had to say just one...
You had to give
definitive, ultimate statement.
Yeah, no one else would ever say anything.
Exactly, yeah. That's all we're going to get.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm going to say to you...
The final word. The last word.
I'm going to say it now.
Yeah.
If you're going to... Because you don't...
It's about press and play.
Don't... Because this is... There's too many people...
Yeah.
...around at the moment. Right? So just... You put your finger... And you press that...
Button. And then that's it. The whole time you were saying that, I just had my... I was just sitting on my hands.
So what did you been up to yesterday?
Oh, we could have ended it there.
No.
Yesterday.
Bro. No. Let's carry on.
Carry on forever. Yesterday. Let's... What did we do yesterday?
Give me some more gum.
Okay. What? Haven't you had it in a long time?
Shut up, Graham.
Yesterday, you took me shopping.
I did, didn't I? It was beautiful. Yeah.
But not like when people take shopping to buy you shopping. Like, I paid for your lunch. You took me along to your shopping. I mean, you did pay for my lunch. It's very nice of you. And, yeah, you bought... 6 meals. You did?
I did, I bought them, but I didn't buy anything to go with my chicken, my breaded chicken. Why didn't you tell me?
Ah, yes.
You're the one who poisoned my thoughts. You saw...
I thought you were going to make fajitas.
No, Graham. I told you, I'd frozen chicken in the freezer.
Frozen chicken?
That I would unfreeze.
For curry.
Right, for curry, but then I said, no, I won't use it for a curry.
Oh.
Instead, I'll use it for fajitas because I have fajita salsa at home. And then you went to the discount reduced section. You said, James, get the breaded chicken.
I didn't. I just said...
It's reduced by a pound.
Yeah, maybe I did.
And I bought it. And then you just left me out in the mire.
In the mire.
To fend for myself.
Yeah.
And now I've got nothing to eat with it. I've just been... Chicken.
What I would do is I cook all the chicken. Just have chicken for dinner. That's how I roll. Sometimes yeah. I don't like to mix it up. Sometimes I just have to have one portion of food. One type of food. Just that. Yeah, but no veg.
I'm not a particularly healthy person. I know I'm not going to get anything good out of food that I eat. I at least want, like, some form of nourishment, at least.
You get some cheese.
I haven't got any cheese. You didn't tell me to buy cheese.
Damn. Well, maybe. Maybe we can go to the shop later.
It's Sunday!
The shop's not open in Canterbury on Sunday.
Sunday. Graham.
What?
Sunday.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. Yeah, no, the thingy Tesco closes at 4:30.
Oh.
On Earth. I know that's... many hours away, but
we can make it. I believe in you.
I
believe in us. We made it yesterday. That was pretty good.
That was really good.
3 minutes to go.
Yeah, we had 3 minutes. Something told me we didn't have 3 minutes because when I got in there, I saw people quite lethargically.
Yeah, I saw people there. Like, there people were in there for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, 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 Graham. You've seen it.
You've got it sorted there.
I must apologise for all the shouting and things I'm doing, and not.
Because it's a Sunday.
And not finishing my sentences.
Because of the gum.
Because how long did I sleep for last night?
Went to bed about 2.
Yeah, but I stayed up for a while.
Oh.
I was watching telly.
4.
Yeah, I did as well. I got up at 10:30.
Yeah.
6:30.
That's 6:30. Counting it out there.
Yeah. Well, there's more. I think there's more than...
Yeah, so yesterday we went shopping, that was good.
Yeah.
Came back, played Smash Bros. For about, what was that, 3 hours?
Yeah.
I think I got consistently better.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you I got better. Right. There was a point where I nearly won.
You did.
Yeah, I got to second place a few times.
I was doing really well.
Considering I didn't even know what I was doing.
I had 53, possibly even 63 kills by the end. A good 20 higher than my closest competitor.
I think I had about 10.
12.
12.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so then we went to a friend's lovely flat, which is like an art gallery.
It is lovely, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's just an art gallery.
Would you call them novelty Coke bottles?
Yeah.
Novelty?
Yeah.
She's got novelty Coke bottles up.
As if they're pieces of art.
Oh, wow.
Like pop art. It's pop art.
But what is art?
stuff on the wall.
Now, Graham.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you've ever thought... Now, art... People have... I'm calling bullshit on this one. I was in a seminar the other
Preemptive bullshit.
I was in... Yeah, not bullshit, I'm going to talk. You know what I'm going to say.
That's why it's preemptive.
I was in a seminar the other week. And we were having a discussion about art.
Well, I hate university.
Right. Well, I don't, because we were learning about modernism.
Ugh.
Right? We were learning about William Carlos Williams.
Learning.
He's a good... Like, I don't like poetry, but he's a good poet. He's
poetry.
He's good. He's good. So, look, look. This is one of his poems.
Yeah?
The Hot Sausage Company. Save card. Collect stamps towards your free hot sausage meal. Now. Right? That's art, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, when we were talking about the art, I there's a girl who I really don't like long poems and nice art and things like that. I like weird, horrible stuff and
odd
boring
poems.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Or short stuff. I like short stuff. And she started saying how the Sistine Chapel was good, and everyone started talking about art, and I didn't say anything for a while, and then. The one thing I did say was just I just started saying, "Oh, art! What's art? Art is horrible. Why is the Sistine Chapel? It's revolting. It's disgusting. It's vulgar. What is art?" And then she said, "Well, have you ever been there?" And I said, "Oh no, she no, probably yeah, it's probably quite nice."
So so it's all going well.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No seminars.
It's going all right. It's going all right.
I'm the crazy one.
Yeah. No, no.
I really am.
Really, no, it's scary. I get about halfway through a sentence. And like, when I talk in seminars, I talk like that. I talk very quietly. And, you know, it's very serious.
Yeah, you put it on the voice because
yeah.
It's better.
Yeah, yeah. And I stare at my desk when I talk. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Right? And we were doing something the other week. And... Like, I didn't enter into any of the discussions at all. We were talking about poems individually. And I didn't say anything until... Right, so they had the full discussion. I didn't say a word. And then the seminar leader would go, okay, before we move on, is there anything anybody else would like to add? And then I would go, oh, actually, yeah. And then I'd talk for about 5 minutes straight. Like, really, 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 really making it up as I go along. I keep saying something and going, no, that's not the right word. No, that's like editing what I say as I talk, and then that's what I think.
Yeah, and I really spent the whole lecture thinking about what I was going to say.
Yeah, and then she'll go, okay,
moving on.
Yeah, and then just move on to the next thing, and no one will respond to anything I say.
So yesterday,
it wasn't yesterday.
What?
It was 2 days ago.
We're
in Sunday now.
Shit.
Pop art. Friday.
God. What did we do yesterday? No, never mind. Oh yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, remember yesterday?
Yesterday.
We went to the beach.
We do go to the beach.
Yeah. All right. We'll go on then. Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah, cut to the chase. Art gallery, not an art gallery. Just lovely flat, lovely flat.
No, that's not cutting to the chase. That's involving yourself in the chase.
What?
You're swept up in the chase. The chase is...
What, have I become attached to the chase?
No, wait.
I like a chase.
If you're in the chase, if you cut to the chase is the bit... Wait a minute. That's a stupid saying. I don't
like
that.
How
now.
Can you cut to a chase?
You would cut to the end of the chase. You cut to the catch.
Yeah, cut to the catch. That's
cut
nice.
To the catch.
That's
right.
Like a rap.
Cut to the catch.
Cut to the catch. Then I had a rash.
All right. I'm feeling ways of success.
Yeah. I was just going to talk about...
On the horizon.
Okay.
All right, go on, talk about the telly.
Right, yeah. So we're at this flat and we're watching television. And it's about 12. And we're on Sky. And for some reason, Zara didn't seem to want to watch any good television.
There was nothing good on.
I saw a few things that could have been good. Like, what? We got a bit of Fry and Laurie.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good, yeah.
But mainly it was things like my Beef are Uncovered... Boozy Britons Abroad.
Booze Britons Abroad.
And this amazing programme called Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Snog, Marry, Avoid, that was...
That's my favourite, really.
But you've seen... You'd seen before.
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen this programme before. I'd seen Jodie Marsh after she'd... I didn't see her, like, in person.
thank God.
I mean, I saw her in a magazine afterwards, and she looked ghostly.
Yeah, they didn't really do too well with her, but they had quite a big task.
They did,
with that one.
No, but what I mean is that she looked like as though she would appear in some like Japanese horror film, appear to someone in the middle of their room.
Hello.
I don't know. She'd probably say it in the native language.
Hello.
Holo.
Holo.
That's Japanese for hello. Holo.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Holo. Okay.
You studied it.
I did. Right. That's what it looked like to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
On that.
Well, sayonara. That's what they say in Japan.
No, they don't say that.
Sayonara.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's what they say.
Please don't.
Anime. That's what I've done this
month.
All right.
What, you've done
loads of cartoons?
No.
Too many cartoons.
Over the past weekend, you've done a fair few ethnic accents.
Yeah, I'm getting very racist.
Yeah.
What's great.
Okay, so yeah, I was just saying a charming tale about my thoughts on what Jodie Marsh looked like, and she'd been made under, and then all the children gathered round listening to our podcast
about knowing who Jodie Marsh is.
Were laughing, wiping a merry tear from their eye.
Merry ones, but now they've just got sad ones, sad racist ones,
pissing all over the faces of the children. Oh, racist, Graham. I'm really enjoying this gum.
Yeah, you're really going for it.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had gum?
Gum. Long time ago.
Yeah. I only had it because my breath smells all the time.
It does.
Yeah, it's great.
And, so that was on. That was rubbish. And there was that woman. She was stupid. I mean, you can pretty much, you know, it's just...
Yeah, that's what program...
It's a program about really sort of scary, chubby women.
Having the piss taken out of them by a computer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the sarcastic computer. Yeah.
And boozy Britons abroad. That was awful. That was Prague, wasn't it?
Prague, yeah.
Yeah.
Where it was 60p for a pint of lager.
It was 29 lads from Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Having...
They were really over-exaggerating how messed up their trip was.
Yeah.
Because they said they consumed...
700 pints.
Yeah, 700 pints, which actually turned out to be about 11 each,
yeah.
Which is a lot, but if they're, you know, it's
not
a programme Booze
for...
Britain...
And they'd be doing it for 9 hours.
And it was 60p a pint. That's pretty... And they also... What did they also say? They also said something else. No, something like they'd spent something like £400 each or something along those lines. And it turned out they'd spent about... No, sorry. Altogether, they'd spent that.
Yeah, it turned out it was only like...
It was 20 quid
20
each.
20 quid each.
Which isn't... But then that doesn't work out. Because then it would be... Graham, maybe...
No, that's cheap. It works.
Graham!
70p a pint. Do the maths.
Yeah, what I mean is they would have drank a lot more.
Do the
pounds.
Maths.
Alright, I'll do the maths.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, and then Ibiza Uncovered, but it wasn't new or recent. It was like from
it was like 1998 or something.
Oh.
I can't imagine what it must have been.
There's people in there raving fashion. Wasn't that the height of it?
The height surely was about 95.
Was it?
I would imagine. That was sort
Didn't
of
it have a second wind?
Kevin and Perry Go Large
oh,
era.
Was it
you know?
Yeah.
Wow! That was like the, you know, the...
My goodness!
Yeah.
We were seven.
Yeah, we were little boys.
See? Maths.
Yeah. Maths. Well done, Graham.
I got the skills
well
to pay
done.
The bills.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's going to pay you to do simple math.
Wish they did!
But you may get lucky. That, I think that all
Graham,
the...
what's 8 times 2? 16. Yeah,
oh.
Here's a tenner.
Oh. Sorry, I was putting myself in the mindset of someone who may enjoy people working out easy maths so much that they would pay them. And I can only imagine them in response going,
oh, yes, pass me the mark.
All right, there's a question for you.
Yeah.
A riddle, if you will.
Yep.
What do you get when you cross... A grill.
Yeah.
More than one grill.
So, plural.
Yeah, pluralise that.
Yeah.
And a bear. And you swap it round the other way.
Grills.
No, you swap it round the other way.
Okay, I've got this. I'm on this one.
It's a very, very easy riddle.
Is it bear?
More than ever, the answer is in the question.
Bear's grill.
No.
I got it wrong.
See, that sounded to me like you misunderstood on purpose.
I wasn't really listening, to be honest.
Right. Here's Bear Grylls. Hello, Bear.
Hello. Hello.
Is that your real name?
Yes.
Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Your parents called you Bear.
Yeah, well, they named me after
a
their
bear.
Favorite cartoon. No, they named me
was
after
the Jungle Book.
No, their favorite cartoon, Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
did you have a duffel coat?
Paddington was.
They didn't realize that Paddington was the name bit.
They thought that
he was
Paddington
a walking,
was
talking Paddington.
Yeah, they didn't want to
name you after a train station. They'd rather name you after a bear.
It wasn't that. They didn't want to give me a name that sounded like a place.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It sounds like a place.
Yeah,
it does.
Been to like.
So,
well, it sounds exactly like a place. It is a place, even.
What is?
Yeah, Paddington.
Oh yeah.
And
I think bear is a place.
No, that's not a place. It'd be a stupid place.
Maybe a good place.
That'd be a place in a world of lunatics.
I'll meet you at Bear.
No, Graham, I don't think you've understood.
I'll meet you at Bear.
No, Graham, you can't meet me there. It's not a real place.
We'll go.
Graham.
Hey, so Bear Grylls, very nice to have you with us.
Yeah, you are.
So it's nice to be here, Graham.
Yeah, it's nice you made it all the way here, you know?
Yeah, well, it was a long, long walk.
Yeah. You don't use
transport
at all, do you?
No, I just hike.
Yeah. Did you just walk along the road, or did you take any sort of
shortcuts,
more scenic route?
I walked along the road because it's easier. See, I try to get that. I don't want people to think that they should go into the woods,
right?
If there's a road there, because that's the easier. That's obviously.
It's all about surviving.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's easier to survive on the road with people there helping you. Sometimes, well, sometimes they don't.
They don't help you.
Sometimes they just assume.
Do you get bullied in the woods?
Well, there's no one there. Not in the woods.
There's no one there.
Not in the woods, there isn't.
Okay.
So, very lonely woods.
Yeah, it's very lonely in the woods.
Yeah.
But obviously not.
That's a shame.
Not
of all the woods you've been to, what's your favourite wood?
The one in Canterbury.
The one in Canterbury.
The woods here.
Is that what it's called?
Quite good.
Have you been to? Have you been to? Well, of course, been. Have you been to Forest of Dean?
Pardon?
Forest of Dean.
They're good.
I mean, it's not a wood. Forest.
It's a forest. Well, I'd say a forest and a wood. What's the difference between a forest and wood? Yeah, I mean, you're probably the one to ask.
You can tell us, Bear.
Wood is like a material that
right.
you can use. I don't know what. I mean,
I don't
a get, wood.
Yeah, I think you've got to understand that wood is also used very, very, very commonly in the English language to describe a forest.
Yeah. I think incorrectly.
Yeah, or an array. I mean,
maybe they're the same. Maybe a wood is more mythical. Fairy tale.
So it's a
wood.
It doesn't necessarily exist, this wood.
No, well, I don't know.
Oh. Right, should we get on
You're
with
digging
this,
yourself into a bit of a
ditch.
And you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, then you have to get out again.
Mm.
And all you have is
borrowing
crutches.
Yourself in. All right,
it's cozy, though.
Well, do you read heat?
No.
What do you do for entertainment when you're out there in the wilderness?
Sometimes you can take, like, nuts. I'm more of a lad's mag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, I thought you meant actual nuts to eat.
No.
That'd be
wiser.
We find that in the wood.
Nuts
around there.
Well, not really salted.
Sometimes, though, you don't.
I mean, you can take salt, but
you know, some delicacies are just only found in the woods.
Like what?
And like snails. And
I've seen them not in the woods.
Yeah, I saw one in my room.
What is interesting is the woods. The snails here taste better.
Aren't you ex-SAS?
Yes.
What was that like?
Don't really talk about it.
Oh. Didn't you come up with their training routine for the SAS?
No.
Their fitness program?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's very age old. It's like an old, old thing.
From the Viking
since the
times.
SAS was established. I don't know when the SAS was established.
Okay.
Probably should.
Alright, so where did you wake up this morning, Bear?
Surprisingly, I just woke up in my bed. Just in my bed in my
what
house.
What were you doing there?
Well, I mean, yeah, a lot of people think that I just live in the woods and, like, I just do it for fun. And sometimes
yeah.
I do, but not recently. I've just been taking a day off.
You've been taking a day off? How long have you been taking that day off for?
At least 3 months now.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's
a lot of
good day
of
off.
Filming. I did a lot of filming
yeah.
last year, and now sitting back,
keeping it,
chilling out.
Yeah, keeping it stum.
When were you last naked in front of another person?
Well, yeah, it'll probably be the last one as soon as I come off filming. I'm single, obviously.
Mm.
I like to live dangerous for me. I like to live
it
free.
All makes sense.
I'm free of the shackles of the family could bring. But yeah, so it probably filming the last thing we did.
Yeah, what was that?
Some mountain hike thing.
Why were you naked?
Well, we were naked because we had to oddly keep warm. Somehow taking your clothes off when you jump in the sea or the ice to get fish or whatever.
Yeah.
You could be naked because the more clothes you've got on, clothes take longer to dry than
it
does, so you freeze to death like that. And I was naked in front of other people. They weren't naked, they were just looking.
You were just naked?
Well, I had to get naked to go into the sea, into the ice sea.
That's harrowing.
Don't be a prude, you know, people gotta get naked a lot in their line of work.
Do you ever think it's sort of like a necessary for survival to be nude or sexual?
Yes. Not being naked sort of separates yourself, like wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Sort of separates yourself from the animals. Whereas if you are naked, they look at you a bit differently. Like you're sort of one of them.
I remember my old dad, he used to say, if you're lost in the woods, the food will come. Water will fall from the sky. The skies, he would say.
The skies.
But you're going to be on your own, and there's not always going to be a lady out there. And he would say to me, in the same way that you've got to eat what you can, you've got to.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
With a squirrel. He would always
I squirrel would be too small for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well yeah. Exactly.
Mr. Grills.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I've got a saying from my homeland, Mill Hill. It's if you get lost.
Yeah.
Just go home.
Yeah. You should take your
phone.
That would
someone.
Always say to me. My mum would
get lift.
She'd go. Let us know when you get out, and I'll come pick you up.
Yeah.
She was saying to me, I always remember that.
Yeah. Maybe that's the sort of thing that could come in handy every once in a while.
Yeah, these sayings, I mean, everyone's got them though. Everyone's got something like that they say and then they want to tell you. But I like sticking it to my own
What have you got?
What's your mantra?
Well, my philosophy really is just to do it. Rather than listen to other people's sayings,
just do it. Yeah.
Rather than as well, don't rely on other people to help you.
That's Reebok, isn't it?
Don't rely on other people to help you.
Reebok.
Rely on Reebok.
Who did you last receive a text from, and what did it say? Now, I imagine you're the sort of man who more deals in smoke signals and
And pigeons.
Yeah. I can do that. Texting's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get. It's, with the smoke signals, you can do an O.
Yeah.
But that's probably the
only letter. Do you ever find it's harder or easier to keep your grammar? Because, when you send a text, it's quick to just sort of go, oh, what are you doing? And stuff like that. But do you write that like that when you do smoke signals?
No, we sort of Morse code is generally what we use for the smoke signals. But if you need to get the point, there's something you can only get with language, so you need to sometimes you have to. Yeah, it's time efficiency, isn't it? Really, I don't ever do that with text though. I only very short one lines. I don't do text. I don't talk to people very much.
But what was the last one you received?
Last one was probably from my agent guy who sorts out all these things for me.
Is he a man who just kidnaps you and takes you into the woods and with a camera?
No, very voluntary, I promise.
Yeah,
but he texts me tough talk messages sometimes.
Wow.
Or you're the man, you can do it.
Yeah, he's sort of joking or poking
boss.
Fun.
Yeah.
And he just sort of stay crazy, Bear. And then he'll try and put some puns in with the name Bear.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking one that he might do.
Don't
try
be
and
Bear game.
So you
Bear.
Yeah. Are you saying that he doesn't actually do this, and you're just?
No, I'm just. He
just
does.
Weird
he
that
does.
You would,
I just can't
just
think of any.
Just weird that you would say
actual
that.
Examples. But yeah, it's I can't really remember. I don't have my phone with me.
All right.
He probably right. some sort of go crazy.
What do you dislike most about yourself?
I'm quite socially awkward.
Really?
So, yeah. Well, I'm not
where do you feel most comfortable?
In the woods, obviously.
Yeah.
That's where I like to stay.
Yeah.
Which is why I take time. At this time here, it's just sort of admin work. It's like admin work for me.
Yeah.
I'm sitting around, I can't do it.
So seeing loved ones.
So you hate time off, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I suppose with my job, you know, is there ever time off? I'm just sort of leaving.
Gosh.
My job is just
the wood could come out of anywhere. To be honest.
Well,
yeah.
Exactly. And like
sometimes here at any moment.
If you got to go to the wood. And then like put yourself in that situation, and I enjoy it.
Does the wood ever come to you?
No. Well, I suppose.
Do you find yourself
metaphysically
at night wishing the wood would come to you if you're not in the wood?
Have you ever willed it to come to you and talk?
Wanted it.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I end up just finding myself in these situations, and that's. These things happen, you know. I just have to
survive.
That's
what I tell you. Speaking of that, have you ever been chatted up by another celeb?
Another? You say it like I am a celeb myself.
Oh, you are. You are.
I'm not.
Modest
you're all
to
over
the end.
TV.
Bear Grylls.
You're like a cooking
I'm not
show,
a,
by
I'm
gosh.
Next year. Some ex-soldier.
Bear Grylls.
It's got bear.
But yeah, I have been chatted up by other celebrities.
Wow.
Oh.
Who?
That Katy Perry. I saw her at the Brits.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which Katy Perry?
You know that one. That
oh
one
yeah,
sings
yeah,
that song.
Yeah.
With the tits.
Yeah, she's got the breasts.
Yeah.
She sings that I Kissed a Girl. Sings that one.
Is that about what you did to her?
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't really enjoy her company.
You kissed her.
Yeah, I
gave
kissed
her a
her,
kiss.
But I just shut her up.
Do you get a number?
It's like a plug.
No, I don't. I don't really take my phone anywhere with me. I'm just.
Oh yeah.
Do
you get a smoke single? Oh, then one.
Yeah.
She doesn't smoke, so. But
she's modern.
Yeah, this people.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's sorry at the Brit. She's all over me off.
Wow.
Just wave her away. She's really annoying.
Yeah.
Like a fly. What's been the most embarrassing moment of your life?
Probably my army days. They are you know lads and stuff.
Yeah.
They like to, you know. Bully everyone, and I got it most of the time, and I ended up naked in Bucharest.
What was the worst thing they ever put in your
steam bag?
In your bum?
In my sleeping bag they put. I've had ice cream in my sleeping bag.
I've heard stories about
that. Was a fun,
cans
disgraceful.
Baked beans out their bum.
Wow.
A whole can.
Yeah,
a whole can. In the can or out of the can?
Oh.
It's a genuine question.
Sorry,
I'm interested.
Referring to cans as toilets.
No,
or the
in
actual
the can.
Can.
What? Is that a whole
can?
Because
if you put it like out of the can, it just wouldn't work.
Is
no.
it the actual can or the contents?
The actual can and the contents.
That's impressive though.
Yeah.
That's
heavier.
Cool. It's probably closed. You probably use it afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah. It's army. They don't waste.
They're like, you know, black boxes on an airplane, aren't they? They don't get destroyed.
Are they? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Maybe.
So,
I like that.
Baked beans.
So that was the most embarrassing moment?
Yeah, just like being naked.
What was the last lie you told there?
Well, I don't really talk enough to tell lies, I suppose.
You don't talk enough to tell lies.
I don't get in situations where I have to tell lies. People ask me questions.
Yeah.
I suppose that would be perfect.
Yeah, that's more of a...
That's a perfect situation.
Because if... Yeah, exactly, yeah. Then otherwise, you're just running up to people and lying.
Yeah, no,
there's
yeah.
no point.
So that's much what... Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know, people ask me questions, I just tell the truth as quick as possible.
That's nice.
That's very... Do you
nice.
Just feel that compulsion to tell the truth?
I just can't help. I accidentally tell the truth. Sometimes where I, you know, I should lie. I just jump
just
in, like, you know.
What
no!
kind of situation would you look shit.
When was the last time you cried?
Don't know.
Must have been. No, it must have been some hard moments.
Do you cry in the woods? They're very lonely. You said.
Mm.
No, I mean, I'm, the time
have you
I'm
ever
filming,
cried for the woods? You felt its pain, or
yeah, I've cried. I've, if I can't really, I don't really have it in me to cry anymore.
Don't have tear ducts.
Does it make you?
No, physically I probably. I don't know. Maybe.
Do you get sad at least about the words?
Yeah, I get sad. I get sad.
Like when you see paper and.
Yeah.
Paper and boats and stuff.
Yeah. I know every time I see paper, but I do. I do. I know. I know we need paper, but maybe there is some other form we can.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean,
cardboard is
you just as fabric, really.
Cardboard is the same as paper.
Wash it off.
Is it?
Yeah. God, I never realised it was so serious. How drastic.
It's just everywhere.
Can't escape
trees
it.
Can't.
Look at all these books I've got.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's just a shelf of death to you.
Yeah, it's like
it's just murder.
It's like visiting Auschwitz or something. It's just all over the place.
On a grander scale.
That wallpaper we've got in here.
Yeah. Poster.
It's just
terrible.
Printed on paper.
Yeah.
And that's on top of paper.
Yeah.
Because there's more paper wasted. You could have just drawn the poster
on the wall.
Onto the wall.
But oh no, it's paper on paper.
That's just such a waste.
With skin, the innards of the trees.
Oh. But it's alright.
It's just everything.
You know, we're nearly there.
We are, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's all that.
We just can't, they can't grow quick enough, trees.
No.
Very, very slow.
Maybe you should set up a. You know, you've set up like a foundation or an organisation.
Like a tree foundation.
Extreme growth.
Extreme growth.
Trees.
Well, if you were to do that, I think people would just, you know.
I could branch out though into many.
Oh. Bear Grylls.
You're the man.
Bear Grylls.
The man.
What are you like?
He's like them.
Where did you come from? Bear Grylls.
Popping up.
That was just accident.
Wow.
But I could literally branch out into other things like.
No, you see, I think you've misused the word literally there.
You're not literally
branching out.
Ah, but he could. We've been talking about the woods coming to him. I mean, do you ever fear one day you may just turn into a tree?
How on earth can a human being branch out?
Look.
Like this.
Graham.
Look,
he's doing
it. Action.
Well, that is just you moving your arms around.
Yeah, it's not that real.
Yeah, but do you ever worry that you may turn into a tree?
No, not really. I actually don't.
You got to keep it out of your mind, otherwise it'll just prey on you, and you just.
But when you're in the woods, you just think of these things.
Yeah.
But I saw that documentary on Channel 4. You know, I just spend my time watching telly when I'm not in the woods.
God.
And that program, there's a thing on Four on Demand's really good. But
Four on Demand.
Four on Demand is very good.
For on demand.
That machine that you get on the computers.
Yeah.
That's really good because you watch documentaries.
With
the
pictures that move, they run around on the screen.
It was called Half Man, Half Tree.
Half Man, Half Tree.
And he was turning into a tree.
I have seen that. He's in some village somewhere.
Were you envious of him or were you. Were you around?
Envious, I suppose, in a way, because whenever I do that, whenever I do these programs, if I look like a tree, it'd be so much easier.
Yeah,
I could say to them, hey, look, if you look like a tree like me, just lie back.
Yeah,
just lie back, and then they can't.
You get pissed on by a bear or something.
Well,
yeah,
that's better than being eaten.
And when
it is better, isn't it? I'd rather that.
And then you wouldn't even need to do the programs; they could just film trees.
Mm.
Do voiceovers.
They could film trees and then I could jump out and scare the viewers.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes, you know, I don't know. I'm not into comedy TV programs.
Comedy survival.
But yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's frivolous.
That's interesting. That could work.
That's one thing to do. What, a survival comedy?
Yeah.
It's a life or death. They got to laugh or we're.
That's my kind of thing.
We're for the chop.
The noose on a bucket and
screaming jokes at people in the street. And
if you get a right out and deck and then bash the bucket away.
God,
be like
tragic.
A tree and leave.
Yeah.
He's through to
that's
the next round.
Something you may say.
Sorry.
Thank you, Graham. Apart from your home and car, assuming you have either of those things, what is the most expensive thing you've ever bought?
I bought this. Like compass, a really good compass for 20.
20?
No, it was
it wasn't 20.
I think it was $29.99 or something like that.
Wow.
Wow.
And I bought it. It was just a little compass.
For a compass?
Splashing out,
yeah, but it was very good. It's got like this this little thing in it that when if you like to trigger it, it sort of releases a radio signal.
All right.
And like then you can get found by helicopter or something.
Brilliant.
And like, I don't really make purchases more expensive than that. I tend to go for the bargains.
So what are you wearing at the moment? Who are you wearing?
This is just casual bear.
Casual bear.
When he's sort of out and
yeah.
And like he wears his sport. I wear the sports equipment.
Well, you're a man on television. You've got to have some sort of, you know, you've got to have a persona, and it's difficult to, you know, separate yourself from that man on the TV and the man in the woods.
It's all the time. It's fine. It's a 24-hour job.
Oh yeah.
James and Graham talk about themselves in the third person.
Mm.
It's all right.
Well, so I've heard.
Yeah.
That's what they
apparently.
Say. Apparently. Yeah. Don't ask me.
Being a celebrity,
yeah.
quote marks,
yeah.
It's hell sometimes.
Hell.
People shouting at you in the streets.
Who shouts at you in the street?
Just these old women sometimes. They shout at me. They say, "Oh, you're terrible." And I'm really just trying to get by. I'm trying to make some
get
money.
Get back
you know?
In the woods.
Mm. Why are you trying to make money? What are you doing with it?
I'm poor.
You're poor.
I'm not anymore. I was poor. I give a lot to it. A lot of it to charity.
Yeah. What's your favourite charity?
Tree charities.
The woodland.
Save the bonsais
and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite important in the woodland preservation side of things.
Mm.
I'm one of the guys there, but they don't really like me that much.
Yeah.
But you know.
That's the tree crowd, isn't it? You know, they're just like that. They're up themselves.
Yeah.
So you don't like being a celebrity, really?
No, I hate it.
This sort of leads in. If you're invisible for a day, what would be the first thing you do?
I'd just sit back, relax.
Enjoy the view.
I'd watch TV or something. Yeah. I'd just sit back, relax. But like no one could shout at me.
in my living room.
Yeah, exactly. Because even I'm getting things thrown at my window because they know I live there and it's just rubbish, you know.
Mm.
But luckily I have very strong windows. I've got double glazing and everything.
Alright.
Very good.
Alright, well, I mean, I thought being invisible would be perfect for your line of work, you know, trying to survive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could make a brilliant program out of that. I could just if you'd
have to get a lot of trust from the audience to believe that you're actually there and they're not just watching a windy.
Well, no,
mountain.
I mean, no. Obviously, if you start seeing things floating,
yeah,
they'll know.
Hold on a minute, what's?
But that.
It's just look at this cardboard just floating around the room.
I'm not invisible now.
Yeah.
Well, oh, sorry.
No, but if you're invisible on the show and you can see anything, that would imply you're naked.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And
invisible
then,
man wears clothes.
Then hopefully that'll get the women in watching. They'll be watching for a
knowledge that you're
naked,
but
can't
not
see
be
them.
Able to see you.
But though, it might turn off at any point.
Wow.
I might have been invisible for a day. Like it might have been daytime. It might have been 24 hours. I might have had it yesterday. Something like that turns off whilst filming.
Wow.
I suppose actually it'd be cut out because it's not live.
That'd be tragic.
That's tough.
But you know, who knows what the women
on the future holds.
Well, on that
courageous
earth shattering note.
I'd say courageous.
I would say earth shattering as I did,
yeah.
And as well, you do your own thing, you know.
Yeah, I will do my own thing.
Well, fucking, this is over then.
Great.
Earth shattering was a bit extreme. Sorry. I'm not
Bear Grylls. I know you missed a survival, but this is I don't know. This is Podland.
Yeah.
Now.
Sorry.
And
this isn't Paper Mario.
Yeah,
I just
we do
away.
Things in a particular way, and sometimes you've got to say earth shattering. Sometimes you've just got to. It's rule number 8 in the podcasting manifesto. Sometimes you've just got to say earth shattering.
Sorry. I don't know how these things work.
I'm not going to run into the fucking woods and tell you how to brush your teeth with a root or whatever.
Don't brush teeth with a root, but...
I've seen you do it.
I have not brushed... I don't... Have I?
I saw you do it. I saw you go, yeah, got plenty of calcium in there, you said.
Doesn't sound like that.
It's got, anti...
Lock. Break.
Anti-perspirant...
Lock. Break.
Right.
I know I'm right.
You're right.
And sorry. To be honest, Bear, you know, I'm not going to drive a car down the river, but I think our time is over now.
I saw you the other day. We were watching Bear Grylls, right? And you picked a live fish from a stream.
Yes.
Of sorts. and ate it alive.
Yeah, you ate it.
It's because I couldn't.
It's fucking his intestines squirted out of his ear.
It was alive.
It was. Yeah, I had to do.
And you were going.
I had to.
So slimy.
That just shows how much I didn't like it. I had to gear myself up.
I don't know. It sounded like the direct opposite.
Yeah, it sounded like you loved it.
I had to psych myself into it, and then biting it was quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
It was quite good to get some real food.
Oh gosh.
Berries. Yeah. Berries. Like, in fact, in that actual episode, I was just nibbling on, like, trees. And I mean, that's
cannibalism.
The woods preservation chairman or something.
Yeah.
I have to just to nibble on them, and I'm for something to nibble on.
That's
just kill boredom as well.
That's difficult.
All right. Well, I mean, a man who I would say is easily my favourite.
Man, really?
Yeah. You hungry?
No, I was just making noises from someone.
All right, okay. Yeah, I think easily the greatest man alive.
Thank you.
Bar none. Yeah. So, give it up for Mr. Bear Grylls.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Right. I'm sorry I offended you.
That's all right.
That's cool.
I just go a bit crazy sometimes.
It's winding down the water now.
I just stepped them up.
All right. See you later, mate.
Bye. Thank you very much.
All right. Oh, look, it's... isn't that Jay over there? Who's entering the room now?
Where's he come from?
Hello, Jay.
Oh, he's living.
Hello.
And whereabouts have you been?
I've just been downstairs watching, what's that? Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, it's funny.
That's about the geeks in America, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not very funny.
But we've seen
it. It warms the cockles of my heart.
Yeah.
It's that geek Chuck Law.
You don't have that looked at.
What?
Your cockles in your heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a problem?
That's really dangerous.
Start to get warmed, you know.
You just want to, the only thing you want to have in your heart is like blood and oxygen.
Not what about blood. Veins?
Sorry, mate.
Sorry.
No, sorry. You know, I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't.
I mean, no, I was interrupting you. Don't worry. I'm just, I'm pretty disappointed with the Big Bang Theory and Bear Grylls was pretty boring.
Bear Grylls, what was he doing?
Do you see him on the way out?
Was it?
We were down there before.
Are you hanging out?
I don't mean to insult your intelligence here, mate.
My intelligence,
Jay. Yeah. But. Now, was it just like a blank? Was there anyone on it? Was there no one on it?
What?
What I mean is, was it just scenes of the wilderness with no one there? Was Bear Grylls even in it?
No, they weren't watching Bear Grylls.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was watching Big
Bang
Theory.
It was with Bear Grylls.
You said Bear Grylls.
I saw him.
You saw him here?
Yeah, because he was here.
Oh, right. I think you've been watching it on telly.
They were hanging out.
Oh, no, I was watching Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that.
Do you have a good man-to-man with him?
No, he just didn't really say much. But yeah, that Big Bang Chuck Law produces some crap.
Who's he?
He's the one who produces all the crap programs.
Oh god, yeah, then yeah, he does.
Oh yeah,
he?
It's pretty crap.
That is crap.
Like, you know,
that's crap.
That I don't know, every crap American program you can think of, he's produced it.
Well, if he's done it, then it must be crap.
Sorry.
Alright, can you hear? Is there any sound? Okay.
Is there?